Hi, what's your name?
My name is B.
And where are we right now?
We're right here at the International House, where a new home is just inaugurated by a lot of very special people from Oroville. And they have drawn on the bricks that are going into the construction, and they have lifted up a Shinto gate, and they have celebrated with a bonfire, a Burning Man bonfire, and some nice cakes and things.
And is it anybody's birthday?
Yes, it happened to be my birthday celebration. It was a few days ago, but this has been a birthday week. And this is the final event in the birthday week. And it has been spectacular.
And this house, is it being built? What materials are going to go
into? This house is being built out of what they used to call waste. But now what we realize is recycled material is, all matter is sacred. Finally, we're understanding that. And just because something has been used once doesn't mean that we then turn it into a polluting agent. We transform it and use it again. Just like the hat I'm wearing, which is made out of audio cassette tapes that were destined for landfill and were then upcycled into high fashion by Oak, a fashion designer who crocheted it together into a beautiful hat. So we can do that with everything. And so this house is going to be like that. This house has little pieces from a lot of other people's leftover construction. It has things that have been discarded from the potteries and from construction sites. And we're using the Oroville earth, the earth blocks. Actually, the earth blocks we're using are from another site. These are the seconds. These are bricks that were rejected. And so we got them at a discounted rate. So we can use all these things, and Oroville, with its housing crisis and its garbage crisis, we put the two together and we solve both.
And we can use all the empty vodka bottles and all the empty beer bottles?
Yes, you see, we have this large stock of bottles here because Oroville has... some people don't think there's any alcohol in Oroville, and so maybe there isn't, but people bring empty bottles from time to time to Oroville and put them in.
It must be from Pondy, right?
It must be from Pondy. And so these bottles now will take on a new life. These bottles will go into walls and into skylights, and they will be windows, essentially. So the light will come through them. Whatever their use was previously, the transformational effect has taken place, and that's symbolic of all that's happening here.
And we had a performance earlier on, did we not?
We had a wonderful performance, yeah. It was organized by Min Sun, and she did it as part of Community Cultural Colors, which is a kind of a new movement in Oroville to bring fun and the cultural diversity together and do a constructive project at the same time. So this house happened to be the first one in that series, and they're going to do some exhibitions and more concerts. And this group is a group that she's working with, village kids, and teaching them musical, different kinds of musical body percussion, making music using recycled materials. So they did a great performance today.
Do you know when the next performance is, or when there's the
yes,
next event?
Yes, it'll all be in the news and notes, but the next event is, in fact, Oak's exhibition will open at Pitanga, and then after that there will be another musical performance. I think at Kalabumi there's one. So anyway, people will see the schedule in the Oronet and the news and notes.
Okay, great. So we'll watch out for news and notes. Thank you very much, B.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Happy, and
thank
happy
you.
Birthday.
Thank you so much.
But it's also a day of receptivity in Oroville and the quality experiment we're doing. And it's a day that we want to start a new little building. And it's part of a project that Minsun and some of us have been working on. It's called the Community Cultural Colors, CCC. And so we've changed it to SEE, so we see. We see what we need to do. And what we need to do, of course, is utilize all that we have. We have so much. And this is the earth, of course, from here, from Oroville. And we can build out of it. We have all this waste. This gate that we're going to put up now is made from two trees that were right here on this site and blew down in the cyclone. And then the top of the gate is a piece of wood that I got from Anandi that was not used in her construction. And then underneath where they're sitting is an old construction board. So all of this is taking the so-called waste of the past and transforming it according to the Phoenix Project, which means out of the ashes comes the new life. So we're going to this Shinto gate. Some of you might know the Shinto gate is a tradition in Japan. The Shinto philosophy is a nature philosophy, and the Shinto gate marks, when you go through the Shinto gate, you're blessed. And it also keeps out all the negative vibrations. So you'll see these Shinto gates at temples and all over Japan. This one is slightly modified, but it's in the traditional pattern with the curved top and the support, one support on it. So what we will do is all together, we're going to lift it up and put it in these two recycled tins from Eco Service. And then we will put a few rocks in there to hold it for now. And then after that, we will have a fire here, and we have a few things to eat. And I want to thank you all for coming for this great celebration that we're able to do together. And it's the beginning of this series. So in a week or two, Oak will have an exhibition in Pitanga of her artwork. And this is one of them, these hats. These, of course, many of you know, are recycled audio cassette tapes that were coming from Savitri Bhavan going into the landfill. So the whole concept of zero waste is that we reuse everything or we recycle it. We don't put it in landfill, pollute the earth, and then the future has to deal with our karma. So we're trying for zero waste, and so this series of events will all help us to figure out ways to take care of all the waste and take care of what we need to do in order to make it sustainable so we can all have enough to live and live happily and enjoy community. So thank you very much.
Happy birthday.